one, two, three, four, five. Who are we missing?
Jim Maloney and Liz Slater.
No, we say we have...
You've got
Chris. Chris is not sitting here.
If there any is looking to make mention, if there's any amendments or any amendments to the lease, we'll incorporate them. All right.
Yeah.
The lease says it's amended, as it has been.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Resolution 255, setting a public hearing on Local Law 9, known as the False Alarm Reduction Act, to be held on Wednesday, August 12, 2015, at 6. 10 p.m. Moved by who? Second by?
I'll second.
Yeah.
We
did.
Yeah, you did.
We did? Okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
I was there.
I have some reservations about this. I'll have a public hearing, but about the law itself. All in favor? Have a public hearing? Second, 258, setting a public hearing on Local Law 10 of 2015. Amending Local Law Number 5 of 215, a local law establishing an automatic recanvassing procedure in Fortin County of Ulster, State of New York, to be held on August 12, 2015, at 6:15 p.m. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Second by Rich. Discussion. Eric, I know you've been working on this.
Not myself. It was been okay. Chris Gucci. I believe that they made a number of, perhaps legislative parity can be more elusive. But I understand that there was some changes, and actually,
here comes Chris
legislator
now.
And council, legislative council Rigucci.
Yeah, it should be.
There was a number of changes to this last night.
It should be
committee.
In the packet.
So there was.
This is just
changes.
A public hearing that's going to be incorporated into the packet.
Yeah, it's on my understanding that in today's packet it was put in this morning.
All right.
It is, right?
Yeah. All right.
That's what we
moved it. Second, any other discussion on the public hearing? All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
262, adopting proposed local law number 5 of 2015, a local law amending Ulster County Local 2 of 2006 to clarify the powers and duties of the audit committee. Move. Second. Carl moved it. Second by Don.
And there were omission. We made an amendment to this, too. Should be reflected.
Yeah, and I was just taking out the references to the code. This is strictly an amendment to the charter currently, subject to referendum approval.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 272, setting a public hearing of proposed Local Law 11, 2015, a local law establishing the Ulster County Animal Abuse Register to be held on August 12, 2015, at 6:25. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second? Yep, Rich.
All right, any discussion? You know, on all these times, why can't we set them all within a few minutes so that we don't have a big gap in between?
They are.
This one's no, I know there's 5 minutes in between each one.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
Well, we're going to have some speakers on some of them.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think the false alarm we will. I think the recanvassing probably not. The one probably not. But I think the pet ones will certainly have people speak.
But I mean, in the past history, we had twiddle on our thumbs for 10 minutes.
What if I bring pizza?
That'd be great. Just make sure it's cooked well. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 273, setting a public hearing on Local Law 12 of 2015, a local law of Kenny for regulation of pet sellers to be held on Wednesday, August 12, 2015 at 6:30. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
277, authorizing the requirement steps for the transfer of 25 South Manor Avenue to Kingston, New York. Moved by who? TJ. Second by?
I'll second.
Carl. This is moving into, what is it?
The LDC.
Yeah, LDC.
LDC.
Right, LDC.
You're all taken up with those goats.
I know. Move second. All in favor?
We always got to take it that one step, doesn't it?
You know, can I ask you a quick question on 272?
About goats?
It's too late.
No. Go on.
To just send it to the LDC. That's what it's for, is to transfer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't really like that because, if the legislature sells it outright, it's got to be a two-thirds vote. By doing this, it kind of circumvents the requirement for selling property.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Golden Hill wouldn't have been sold if it were a two-thirds vote, if the county just sold it. By transferring the ownership, to me, is kind of an underhand. underhanded way of getting rid of property.
You guys want to comment?
I think I wouldn't choose the word. I think this is a, you know, under county law, the county has to do a sealed bid or an auction to sell property. This will allow the county to accept offers and hire a broker to help sell the transition. I think this is a property that I think everyone is in agreement is appropriate for sale. There's no controversy around it that I'm aware of in any way. So this would be the best way for us to transition the property back onto the tax rolls and provide the maximum benefit to the taxpayers.
Well, I don't think Rich is, you know, arguing those points at all. I think what he's arguing the fact that the, you know, the way the procedure that you went through an LDC that you have to get 2/3 vote in order to override it, correct?
Under this transfer, it would be a simple vote. It's my hope that, again, there's nothing controversial. I hope that it'll be well supported by the legislature and would meet that and the transfer of the property.
Yes?
When this was surplus, this property a couple of years ago, I believe that vote was unanimous, too. I mean,
I understand. I
don't think he's complaining about this particular bill in general itself.
Amount the county could get by doing it this way.
You know what? I understand, but you know, the state law, at least the way I've read it, is pretty clear. It takes 2/3 to sell county properties, a vote. Now, by not getting 2/3 of the vote, we're circumventing the state law.
The state law allows a transfer of the property to an LDC with a simple majority.
I understand that, but if we were going to sell it, this property, if we were going to go to a real estate agent and sell it, it would need 2/3.
You can't go to a real estate agent.
Right, that's the problem.
Well, we went to bid. We held our own auction. We did whatever. We held our own auction and sold it.
Again, you're not going to get the maximum benefits.
Well, that's your opinion, and I respect that
sure.
opinion.
Thank you, Rich. And also, too, I might add also that Legislator Briggs and Legislator Maloney are also represented on the LDC and speak for the legislature in that process.
Yeah. Fine. Listen, I'm not going to argue it. I'm just saying. The state has a law for a reason, and
I got
to
it.
Me,
I to
do these other things, it's kind of like, you know, going back, it's why we're in the mess with the rail trail. Because you couldn't do a lease for over a certain period of time. So back 25 years ago, the county leased it or put it under the control of the IDA or another board, and they went and did a lease because they could do long-term leases, but county couldn't. And it just seems like there's always ways to, I don't know.
Charlie, the choo-choo had done what he was supposed to have done.
I'm just saying, to me, the state was...
The only thing, though, Rich, you know, with the Golden Hill, I mean, that we went to an LDC... So far, it seems to work out pretty well. I mean, there's some bumps in the road. Each one is going to have its own merits one way or the other.
I get it. No. But the state says you need 75% of the people. We didn't have 75% of the people vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sold. And it was a legal transfer. I get that. But it just seems to me sometimes there's a spirit of the law and there's ways around to get around the thing.
Carl?
Anyway, that's my view.
No, I applaud the... County Executive's Office for taking this approach on this property, especially where the county can't repurpose the building. And if it was a building that had a higher asset value, you know, I might think twice about it and really think about what it would mean for the county, because we probably should be repurposing our properties if and when we can. But I know that building very well, and I know that can't be repurposed, but without saying anything or messing up the sale, I think, you know, in this case, I think it's the proper thing to do.
If Joe Bees was still there, it'd be worth a lot more money.
That's right.
All right, any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
279, authorizing the purchase of vehicles for various county departments in for Ulster County at an aggregate maximum estimate cost of $319,000, authorized issue of $319,000 was said to be paid the cost thereof.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? This is the bond, so it's long roll, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so long roll. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 280, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter a lease agreement with Ulster County Community College for SUNY Ulster Extension Center, located at 94 Mary's Avenue in the city of Kingston, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Moved by?
Humbleton.
Second.
Don, Carl, whoever. All right, we have a lease. The lease has been amended. Let it be known that those are part of the lease. If not, they should be. They were negotiated.
We amended today, just before this meeting. Three amendments.
right?
Time, date that it starts, 6 months.
Are they highlighted in the lease, or
no.
We didn't get to that yet?
No. They're not highlighted in the lease.
No, but they were passed. And,
we can talk about it if need be.
Yeah, what were they?
John,
the Undertaker, I think he should give it, elucidate it for us.
No, I
elucidate.
Just highlight it real quick. What
there
was
you go.
Section 1.03 entitled term. Initially, there was a date certain when they were going to move in. Instead, we just changed it to when they actually move in. We didn't put a date certain. And then, to be fair to the college, in section 1.04 entitled rent, we provided for a prorated provision. So, let's say, for example, the first calendar term of the first lease year isn't exactly 90 days, it's 87. It provides for a per diem rate for the 87 days. And then, page 10, section 25.01, and that section is entitled termination. We provided a bilateral termination where we provide the tenant, which is Ulster County Community College, the provision determined for convenience upon 6 months written notice. And those are really the only three changes.
Any other discussion?
Can I just add one
yes.
thing? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, this has been a great project. It's been a lot of hard work. I want to commend some of the staff who are directly involved, Commissioner Polanski, Frank Cunningham, Chris White, Jonathan Engel. A lot of people put a lot of work into this. We're excited. It's this project is on time. It's on budget. And we're going to have a great ribbon cutting. They're working on a date. But, again, the college will be moved in, working in the fall. And wait to see the space. It's really terrific. We're proud of it.
And, Ken, I want to also add the legislative body for authorizing the bonding and being assistance to the county executive office to make this thing.
Absolutely.
So it's a joint effort. It's not just one side. So it is a complete.
Just my chance to show off a couple of the staff.
And I'm showing off the legislature. So.
Yay!
Thanks, Bob.
Yay!
Yes,
yeah,
dude.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
The 279. No, wait, we can't. Because we're still on 280.
Okay.
We're still on 280. I'm sorry.
Hold on, Janelle. I thought you meant on this one. Any other questions on this? No? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
No.
Rich is a no. Okay. Jeanette on 279?
279. Don't we have somebody as a director was supposed to give us a report when we're going to be ordering vehicles for different departments? I forgot what the name was.
That's the new green fleet policy that hasn't been adopted yet.
This is?
The new policy hasn't been adopted yet, but
fleet manager.
Fleet manager.
We hired a number of years ago.
I think Jeanette, what she's talking about is you know, when we say we're going to need a new vehicle, why we need a new vehicle, what is it replaced, and how many miles on it, so forth and so on. Correct.
We've got a report from the fleet manager.
The backup should have been provided. Yeah.
I don't know. If it's from her though. I mean, she's supposed to be in charge.
All right. Any other questions? Any new business? Any old business? Yes. What's the old business?
Sales tax.
Oh, the sales tax. Well, we really don't know about the sales tax, but hopefully.
You're not going to know, sir.
It hasn't been passed?
Oh.
Well, it passed.
Yeah. Our sales tax.
Sales tax.
I thought he was on the firework thing.
No.
But you'll see a resolution in August. The legislature still has to pass it in
the last time,
to authorize it. So you'll see that in August.
Yes.
But the extender was done.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And so that's a good thing.
The legislature in August.
Yeah. It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Any old business? Motion to adjourn. Moved by Don, second by TJ. Thank you. Have a nice evening.